Our prayer focus today is God's army loves like God loves, unconditionally. Heavenly Father, you've made us in your image and likeness and breathed your spirit into us and gave us dominion over all of creation in the beginning, which we lost, but now we are so grateful for you have reestablished creation by the blood of your Son, Yeshua, our Messiah and Lord. We're here to give you honor and glory for this great gift of life and life abundantly in Yeshua. We are here as your army of prayer warriors, armored up to fulfill the assignments you have for us in the battle against the enemy. As we pray together in this hour, keep us off the enemy's radar and scramble our communication for his ears so he will not be aware of the plan you have for us to fulfill this day. Keep the confusion, chaos, and destruction in his own camp, and may all those aligned with the enemy be in such disarray that, like of old, they will fall on their own swords and destroy their own army from within. Lord, release your holy angels to defend us in this battle, and that we will see the victory you have promised. Lord, renew our hope to see that there are more of us than there are of the enemy, because power is in the Spirit. Father, this is a day we call Valentine's Day, but really Valentine himself would want it to be a day for you, and the love expressed this day is from you, and so we turn our hearts to you, and then to those you have given us to cherish and care for. For we know, as John taught us, God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. This day, Lord, we make us aware that all your people and all who are searching for the truth, that we are to be like your Son, Yeshua, in loving as he loved. May true love reign in our hearts and be our motivation to bring change in America and across the earth so that we can spread your kingdom now as it is in heaven. Father, we intercede for all marriages, families, our youth, that love of you be the center of our lives together. That as we pray, we seek reconciliation amongst us, and especially in our assemblies of worship. That all criticism and gossip and backbiting be stopped among those who call themselves Christians. That we have the unconditional love in our hearts that your Son showed us, and even said in his moments of death, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Lord, because of his forgiveness poured out on us, we extend that to all those who have harmed and scarred us in our past and even to this present moment. No matter how hard it is to say it, Father, we forgive them and pray for their salvation, that they may experience the true love that all seek and can only be found in you. Lord, we are here to continue by prayer to cover our President Trump, his wife and family, with all the pressure they face every day, that their hearts be of trust in you and that they experience your love for them. May all of those righteous men and women who work with and for President Trump be protected and be given the wisdom to fulfill their assignments and rule in accord with the plan you are unfolding before us. Father, we also intercede for more commitment to life and the rights of the unborn and all life, even for the elderly and handicapped among us. We come against the evil forces of euthanasia that is in the midst of the death promoters. Lord, we intercede for our brothers and sisters in Canada and the governmental interference in allowing euthanasia to rid the elderly from their land. It is like all the evils that are dominating here in America and so many other nations. We are here to fill the atmosphere of the earth with our prayers, our worship, and our songs, to be in the air we breathe and the thoughts we think. Lord, let our prayers in this moment change the frequencies around us and see how they are really dominating the airwaves, and that the Holy Spirit is using us to really make a difference and to bring the change we hope for and believe in to happen now. Lord, you know our hearts, and the veil is removed to reveal on the earth our true character that is founded upon the rock of our salvation. Thank you, Lord, that we are seeing more clearly who to follow and to reject and refuse to listen to. Thank you for all the whistleblowers and those willing to report and reveal the truth so that justice will reign in our land. We are so grateful to be alive in this time, that we are here to do your will and fulfill the destiny you have placed in each one of us, and especially the love you have for each of us. We know you hear us as we pray in the name of your Son, our Redeemer, Yeshua, and in the unity of the Holy Spirit. Amen. EJ.
Father God, Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for another day to serve you and to intercede for the United States of America, President Trump, his family and administration, their families, for our spiritual leaders, Lord God, Mark Taylor and his family, Michael Ortega, and for all the truth speakers and the truth speakers, our families, Lord God, and for ourselves, and anyone in authority over us, Father God. Lord, you have delivered us through your mighty victories, through your mighty right hand, and redemptive work of Jesus Christ. Help us to stay strong and focused on you as we battle daily against the enemy's attack on the nation, our president, our family, and all those we pray for. You told us the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, Lord God, but spiritual and mighty through you, Father God. Father, help us to be offensive, to run to the enemy with a holy boldness, trusting in you that the battle is already won, and to trust in you, Lord God, that the battle is yours and not ours. For we have to just invite you in, Lord God, to go before us and to be our rear guard, Father God. Lord, we declare and decree and establish right now in Jesus' name, the United States of America is unified under our Lord God, and that you have delivered the nation from the darkness that once consumed it. Lord God, we declare and decree right now and establish it in Jesus' name. The corruption in the United States of America's government has been removed and made accountable for their actions, and that they have been brought to salvation in Jesus Christ. Lord God, we declare and decree and establish right now in Jesus' name, Roe versus Wade has been overturned, and the innocent and unborn are at last saved from being murdered, and Planned Parenthood has been shut down and defunded. Lord God, we declare and decree and establish right now in Jesus' name, President Trump, his family, his administration's adversaries also have been shut down. Lord, you said, though the enemy compasses around us, they shall perish by their own lips and words. The evil they speak will fall. They will fall into their own trap in Jesus' name. Lord God, we declare and decree right now and establish in the name of Jesus the attempt to stop this new discrimination against churches to rezone and not allow them to conduct religious activities and events on their own property is overturned. Can someone mute their phone? I'm hearing background noise. Lord, Lord God, ignite a new fire in the body of Christ and the church to finally stand firm against the enemy. We declare and decree they are stopped and their evil doings have failed in Jesus' name. Lord God, we declare and decree and establish right now in Jesus' name. We claim salvation for the lost, for our enemies, and all of the undesirables, Lord God. Let there be a mighty healing and deliverance across the nation right now. And Lord God, bring everyone back to you in Jesus' name. Lord, let the United States of America experience a great awakening. Let the Holy Spirit touch every man, woman, and child with your love, with your joy and peace, and knowledge that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and our loving Father. Lord God, help us to remember that the real battles are fought and won in the spirit and not in the flesh. Help us to stay focused on your kingdom and your will on earth as it is in heaven, and to keep from being distracted by Satan's frequencies. Lord, help us to trust in your plan, to lean into you and your will and heaven's agenda and not our own. Help us to be obedient, Father. Lord, we declare and decree that we, Lord God, the strike force of prayer, Lord God, Mark Taylor, Michael Ortega, and all the truth speakers and the truth seekers are a menace to the devil in the spiritual realm. We are anointed in Jesus' name and are powerful in Christ Jesus, pulling down every stronghold and strongman that opposes you, Lord, from the White House, Lord God, to the street, pulling down strongholds and strongmen from people's lives and minds in Jesus' name. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we renounce Satan and all his works. We shut him down with the blood of Jesus, the Holy Ghost fire, and the glory of God. We release the seven spirits of Christ to go before us. We release the restoration power of the Holy Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Lord God, we release, Lord God, your presence, Father, to go before us, the President, Mark Taylor, our leaders, all across the nation. We release our faith. The battle has been won, and the enemy has been destroyed. We declare and decree it now in Jesus' name. The enemy is like chaff, and the Holy Spirit wind has blown him away. We speak life across the United States of America. President Trump, Mark Taylor, Michael Ortega, all of the truth speakers and the truth seekers across, Lord God, we speak that same life over every prayer warrior standing in the gap, Lord God, and their families, Lord God, and all of those leaders in government and all across the seven mountains, Father. We trust you, Lord. We surrender unto you and know that you have already delivered the country, the president, our nation, Lord God, and all those in this country. We begin today in Jesus' name to open ourselves to you more and more. Your sanctifying presence. We speak that over everyone we pray for and everyone on this call and their families. Holy Spirit, fill us anew right now. Help us to be a holy terror to the kingdom of darkness. We declare and decree it now in Jesus' name. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Father. And it is such a privilege and an honor, Lord God, to serve you. For we can never be without you. We thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Maria.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Holy Father God, before I start my prayer, I want to add on to my sister EJ's that we speak, Father God, dead on arrival of this budget appropriation bill, which is actually an open borders bill. We speak dead on arrival to it, Father God, and we thank you, God, for bringing President Trump all the supernatural tactics and strategies, Father God, to overcome this and bring the American people the safety and security that we want and deserve. Holy, holy, holy Lord God, Kadosh, 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 Adonai Sabaoth. Holy Father God, we thank you for the greatest gift you gave to all of us, that of your Son, beloved Christ Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach. Yeshua, you came to earth, you came to the earth, the embodiment of love, to break the curse of separation. You poured out your spirit of unity to heal division and strife, first within our own hearts and souls, then between amongst each other, amongst peoples, cultures, and countries. Help us to truly embody this unselfish love, that love that is felt and received by the person we are loving, not just on our own terms. Help us to be still and know that you are God, and that in that stillness that we feel and that we are that peace which passeth understanding, and that in that stillness we feel the gentleness and strength abiding in us, that this is a life born of humility and a love born of humility and kindness, not pushiness or agendas, that this is a love that is forgiving, yet not a love to be a doormat, that this is a love within us that drives us to have even greater intimacy with you and even greater intimacy with Christ Yeshua, that this is a love that drives out fear, anxiety, doubt, and worry, trusting in you to truly answer our prayers and be our Jireh, provider, to be our Savior for America. Love is a listening grace. Help us to listen and hear that still small voice within that is nudging love of the Holy Spirit, guiding us beyond our own personal impulses, desires, and agendas to do and say what comes truly from your heart your heart's desire for and through us. Help us to be not attached to our expressions and recipients of our love, but that the act of loving or loving kindness, chesed, is sufficient. In the glory name of Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, we release your goodness, your light, your love, your love upon our communities, our families, our friends, in these United States of America, as the healing balm that shall bring us back together, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen.
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 I want to say a prayer from New York, for New York, especially with these new laws that were passed against the born and unborn, and also with the Arch of Baal that was brought here in 2015, which was placed in front of City Hall. And I just want to pray and repent for all of the sin in New York, and pray for the innocence that is here, and there are people who are worshipers of you, Jesus, and to remember those of your followers that are here. We know what your word says, and we have faith and trust in you, and there we are here. It's not only just the people that are for some of these laws that are evil and against your word. And keep it short and simple, but that's my prayer today. Just please help us to repent here in New York and to get more people here awakened and to see the truth of what's really happening. Amen.
And I declare and decree,
and I just ask you, Lord God, that you would tear down and destroy in the great and mighty name of Jesus all unbelief, all doubt, all unbelief, doubt. And Father God, I ask in the great and mighty name of Jesus that you would tear down all principalities, all powers in the spirit realm, that you would cast them down, Father God. I ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would surround every man, woman, and child, and every expectant child, Father, and that you would surround them with your angels. I ask that you would cast down and destroy the power of the enemy and deceptions that are going on all over this earth, Father God. I ask that you would tear them down in the power of the Holy Spirit and in the great and mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you and I praise you for everything you're doing. And Father God, in Jesus' name, your word tells me that that your children will grow stronger and stronger, and that the enemy would grow weaker and weaker. And we claim that, Father God, for ourselves and for all of the people, because we know, Lord God, that you love all of the people and that your will is that all should be saved. And so, Father, we come in agreement with that. We ask that you would destroy the darkness that is over our land, like Michael said, Father God, in the heavenly realms, that you would tear it down and that you would destroy it, that you would cast down all of that rage and anger, all of that false words of bigotry and racism and all of those things, those evil words, Father God, that causes anger and frustration and hate on both sides. Father God, we ask that you would come and that you would do a great and mighty intervention, not only in our life that are praying, Father God, that we could see your vision and not our own, but that we would be a great influence to our neighbors, to the people where we go shop at, Father, to everyone that we come in contact with, that they would see who you are, Lord God. We thank you and we praise you for all of the victories that you are doing in Washington right now. Great and mighty things are happening right now, Father, just like Mark said he said, just wait, that you were coming. And, Lord, I do believe it. I can see it in different areas. And I believe, Father God, that's why you're hearing more and more of this insanity, because you are on the scene and the enemy is being pushed back. We can't see it yet, but, Father God, you've given us glimpses of your love, glimpses of your power, just a glimpse here and a glimpse there. We know that you're with us, Father, and you are the Lord God Almighty, and we thank you and we praise you. And, Father, my heart breaks for all of the murders that are going on, not only in actual physical death, but, Father God, my heart is broken for the murders that are being spoken over so many people in the United States. Evil coming out of people's mouth that are just words to kill a whole nation, Israel, Father. We ask that you would put a button on that lady's lips that talks evil against your child, Israel, Father God. And I thank you and I praise you for that. I thank you for all the people in the Democratic Party that are getting ready to fail. I thank you and praise you, Father, that they are filled with pride, for you say in your word that pride goes before fall. So every time I hear them say things, I just thank you and praise you, Lord. I thank you and praise you because all of these things are being torn down by their own words, by their own actions. And I thank you and praise you for that. I ask it, that you would destroy all the demonic spirits that are leading them, that are speaking through them, Father God. I ask that you would destroy their works in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. And I thank you for loving us. I praise you for forgiving us. I thank you and praise you, Father God, that you are here. And in Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. And Lord, your word states, Father, that he says that in Jeremiah that your apostasy shall reprove you, Lord. And we see that happening, Lord Jesus. So we ask, Lord, that you remove the apostasy from your people, from the church of Jesus Christ, Lord, the body of Christ all over this nation, Father God. We ask, Lord, that you will cleanse your body, Lord Jesus, that, Lord, you will be lifted up, Lord, that, Father, light will shine out from your body, Lord, that the world will see you through your church, Father God, the true church, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for what you are doing, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, you have not forgotten us, Lord, because your word clears that as you sow to the wind, you shall reap the whirlwind, and we are reaping the whirlwind in this nation. So we ask now, Father God, that, Lord, all those who will not repent, Lord, let their wickedness fall on their heads, Lord God. Let them be brought down, Father. Let sleep depart from them, Lord Jesus. Let them be tormented night and day, Lord Jesus, because they will not repent of their evil deeds. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that, Lord, that you, Father, are moving. Lord, you are being lifted up, Father God. And we ask, Father God, for that funding, Lord, that they put in this bill, Father God, of $1.34 billion. Lord, let it be $134 billion instead of 55 miles of wall, it would be 55,000 miles of wall. So we ask now, Father God, that you would turn what they meant for evil, you turn it around for good, Lord God. And Lord, I decree and declare blessings upon the people of God, Lord, who has labored, Father God, in the vineyard, Lord, who has cried out to you, Lord, who has obeyed you, Father God, that, Lord, they would be the head and not the tail. They will be above and not beneath. They will be the lender and not the debtor. We decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus, that everything the enemy has stolen from your people, Lord, will be returned and will be returned, Father God, tenfold over, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that, Lord, that you are ministering to people. Bring healing for those who have been wounded, who have been hurt, Lord, Father God, as they've been in the battle, Lord Jesus, and even those, Lord, who have been wounded in the church, Father God. We see them sex abuse cases and going on. We ask you to bring healing. We ask, Lord, you restore, Lord Jesus, the trust, Father God, of those who have been wounded in you, Lord Jesus, that they will trust in you, Lord. So minister to them, Lord. Let them know how much you love them. Let them know, Father God, that this is not of you. Thank you, Lord, that you will do the mighty work. work, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, that, Lord, that you have not given up on us. And we thank you, Lord, that New York, California, Father God, Chicago, Lord, will be turned to righteousness. And, Lord Jesus, that you will be glorified, Lord, through these nations, these cities, and these states. We thank you for what you're doing. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we thank you for reminding us that you have given us a new commandment. As Jesus said, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. So, Father, I'm asking you, Lord, that we, as the remnant people of the living God, would love one another, and that although we are speaking, as you said, we're speaking with tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, we have become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. The society that we live in will never change, will never be transformed unless, Lord, we love, and that love is as you love us. Father, help us, Lord, by the power of the Holy Spirit to do this. Father, even our enemies, even Rashida Tlaib and Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar, Father, that you would love them with the love of Jesus. Lord, I'm repenting, Lord, because I cannot do that love, and in fact I've spoken against them, Father. But Lord, give me that love by the power of the Holy Spirit, that same power that is shed forth in us and through us as we reach out to others, Father. Lord, even in California, Father, it is not easy to love Kamala Harris and Dianne Feinstein and Nancy Pelosi and Gavin Newsom, Lord, and Maxine Waters, especially when we see and hear the words that they speak against our president, against the body of Christ, Father. So in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask, Lord, that you would give us the love that you have, that Lord Jesus gave to us through his blood, over the cross. And Lord, the resurrection life that he gives to us is a resurrection of love to others. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Oh Lord,
Heavenly Father,
without love, I am nothing. Without love, all is lost. I could conquer every mountain. I could dance on every cloud. Unless Jesus loves through me, all is lost, all is lost. Oh, Lord, I could give money to feed the poor, visit the sick, preach door to door. I could climb every mountain. I could dance on every cloud. Unless you, Jesus, is loving through me, all is lost, all is lost. Lord, I could reach many nations, preach the word to save the lost. But if I forget to love my neighbor, all is lost, all is lost. Without love residing in you, all your works are counted dead. So ask Jesus to love through you, for without love you are lost. Lord, I know I can't do it without you, and I know that I need every bit of you, your faith, your love, your hope, your understanding, your wisdom, and your knowledge. But without love, even that's lost. And so I ask you now to cover us in your love, and let us not have a religious spirit, but a righteous spirit within us, so that we may love even the unlovable, that we may go out there and love our neighbors and ourselves and our families, that we may be able to show that we are Christians by our love, and that we may be able to conquer the enemy, because our love can conquer all if you are loving through us. And I praise you and I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are love, and that you are, that love brings light and light in the world. And I just praise you that the spread of your love is flowing across this land. In your holy name I pray. Amen.
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 Lord, we have
hold on just a second. One at a time. One more.
Lord, we remind you that love covers a multitude of sins, and you also remind us that love never fails. So my prayer for all my brothers and sisters this morning is that we are reminded of what Corinthians teaches us about love, that love suffers long, it's kind, and it does not envy, and it does not boast in itself. Lord, love never changes. It doesn't behave rudely, and love never seeks its own. It's not easily provoked, and it does no evil, and it doesn't rejoice in evil or iniquity, but it rejoices in the truth. Jesus, you are the way, the truth, and life. No one comes to the Father except through you. And Lord, when we believe in you, you tell us that we can do all things through you. As believers, we choose to believe in you. And Lord, as you draw us closer to you, we ask that you would spring up a renewed hope, a renewed love, and a new endurance, because you have called us as your intercessors to this time and this place to move mountains. Father God, in the name of Jesus, with boldness, I decree and declare the strike force moves mountains for Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
It's after 9:30. Deeply appreciate it. Rachel, would you finish off the prayer for us today, please?
Yes, sir. Well, Father, I thank you for, I truly thank you for all of these warriors, Father, that are on this call and that aren't even on this call, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, as I was reading in your word, when Yeshua, you told your disciples that if they are not against us, they are for us, Lord God. So all of those that are around the world, that though they are not even with us, Lord, if they are not against us, they are for us, Lord God. And so, Lord, I pray that you will please bring a greater unity, Father, to your body, Lord, to your army, Father God, that though we may have infantry and cavalry and air force and navy, Father, whatever, wherever you have us, Lord God, boots on the ground or wherever we are, Father, I pray for just a greater unity, Lord, that we would be able to, that you would give us and give all of the leaders, Lord God, your perspective on what is going on, Lord. We don't want our perspective, we want yours. So, Father, I ask this, Lord, that you would begin to open our eyes, Lord. Forgive us for our blindness. Forgive us for our arrogance, Lord. Father, as my sister prayed earlier, pride certainly does come before the fall, Lord. And, Father, we repent for any proud looks, and for any pride in our hearts, thinking that any of this is us, Lord. No, this is by your grace, Father. As your word even said in Deuteronomy, that we are not to think that it is because of our righteousness that you have dispelled the inhabitants of the land, but it is because of their wickedness. So, Father, forgive us, Lord, and please bring about a greater unity in the larger body that is truly working for you, Lord, and remove the partial blindness off of all of us, Lord. Prepare us to be able to see things as you see them, Lord, and to grow in you. Mature us, Father God, that we would leave the fleshly, worldly, and just immature things behind us, Father. And Lord, as your word says, that when we go into battle against our enemy that distresses us, that we are to blow the shofar, and that you would hear our cries, and that you would deliver us from our enemies, Lord. Father, we pray that none of our sounds would be a clanging gong, Lord. And we repent for being a clanging gong and being without love. So, Father, we pray that you will please teach us how to make sweet sounds to you, Lord God, that you would be pleased, well pleased with us, Lord. We love you and praise you in Yeshua's name. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.